All right, very good, Terry, on the hitch mount. I really like that solution. I was going over my head. I think I've scratch built three different mounts that go in hitch receivers over time. They're out on my garage shelves, but that's a good solution. It's nice and robust and easy to set up. So you'll like that type of mount. No driving stakes or guy lines or none of that nonsense. But all right, very good. Vicky, go ahead, and then we'll take another standby. NAVLC, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, this is NAVLC. Yeah, great fun with that that antenna, and I can't wait for him to get this thing. Got the flagpole from Harbor Freight, and just got the hitch mount today, and it fits in there like it was made for it. So I'm real anxious for that. But another thing that I've been doing lately that I've never done before is watch YouTube videos about ham radio stuff. And I'm here to tell you it is completely overwhelming and so much information, and there's so many things now that I want to try. There was a guy on there, and I can't remember his name. Do you remember his call sign? And I'm sure everybody on the net here has seen him, but he made the cutest little 10-meter dipole, and then he got on his FT-891, which is what I have, and he was down at, 5, wasn't he? Yeah, 5 watts. And he got Chile, he got Alaska. It was unbelievable, and he had a video on how to make this little 10-meter dipole antenna, just a wire thing, an inverted V, and I think even I could do it. So Terry says he's going to make sure, he says he's got all the parts for it, and I'm going to do my first solder job here shortly. So I'm kind of excited about that, but YouTube is like crack. I'm sorry, gentlemen, I'm addicted. So this is NAVLC, and I'll send it back to you, Kevin.